Hey, beloved, welcome back to another episode of Christian Singles Today. You are back with your Christian relationship coach, Reverend Simone Lee, aka Simone the Beloved. If you've been following us for the last few episodes, we've been talking about sexuality and basically understanding it and giving yourself grace as a Christian to explore the meaning of sexuality and that it is actually a God-given gift. But then, the last episode, we actually went deeper and talked about sexual addictions and how that kind of is rooted sometimes in our distorted understanding of who we are, how God had created us to be, and how we are understanding ourselves, and how that can be manifesting in the way of sexual addiction. So today's episode, and actually for the few episodes coming up, I just wanted to go deeper into understanding what are some ways to overcome addiction. And I know we've been talking about it a little bit already, but I just want to go deeper into redefining self-control, because a lot of times when we think about the word self-control, I myself actually have a really bad understanding of what self-control is. So before we get into all that good stuff and how does God actually want us to understand self-control and depending on Him so that we can have the power to lean on Him to overcome addiction and all that good stuff, I just wanted to pause and invite you guys to remember to subscribe and follow this channel so that you will be notified whenever we have a new episode coming out, so that we can get more connected and growing deeper together through this journey. And as I've been saying before, if there's ever a topic that hits you where you're feeling like, you know what, Simone, I'm so glad that we've been able to talk about this, but there's really no one else in my life that I've been really able to talk about any of this stuff with, and I'm really feeling alone and all that, I really want you to get connected with me. My contact information is in the description below, because I want to give you that free breakthrough session so that you would have space to explore what is God's invitation to you through this whole conversation, and why is it so important for you to explore this topic with Him in this season right now, and to give yourself the grace and the gift to freely do so. Because, beloved, remember, you are never alone, and you don't have to go through this journey alone either. So that is why it's so important for us to know that you belong to the body of Christ and that we can do this together. So, beloved, let's get cozy up and get yourself comfortable, get your beverage of choice, and get your iPad or journal ready so that you can jot down some of the questions, reflection questions, and prayer points that you may want to pray through and reflect through during your week together with the Holy Spirit. But before we start, let's open with a word of prayer. Holy Spirit, we just want to invite you to come to be with us right now, and that if there's any kind of distractions, things in our hearts and our mind that is keeping us from focusing ourselves on you, Lord, we just pray that we will be able to bring them one by one to you, Lord, lifting them up in prayer and trusting that you are the one that provides for all that, that is Lord over all of these things, that surely all of our concerns are things that concern you even more, because you care about every little detail of our lives, God. So we just want to bring all these concerns to you at this moment, allowing you to take care of them and shelving them for just the next 10 minutes or so, so that we may be able to have complete attention and tune with you and Holy Spirit, whatever you're doing in our lives. Through this conversation, I'm trusting you to bring it back to us if it is of importance. And we just bring this time to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. So first off, before we start, I just want to ask you, what comes to your mind when you hear the phrase self-control? Perhaps you are familiar with Galatians 5:22-23, which is Paul talks about the fruit of the Spirit, and it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such thing there is no law." For myself, my personal experience is that verse has been used a lot as almost like a yoke of bondage in a religious kind of setting against me. That, you know, kind of a judgment kind of thing, where you know how some people like to use Bible passages, essentially slap you on the face, saying like, you know, if you do not have these fruits of the Spirit, then are you really a Christian? And essentially a lot of questions about character and Christ and all that stuff, using this verse as allegations. One of the worst ones that I've hated is when someone said to me, "Simone, you really lack self-control." It really spun me on a journey of asking God, what is self-control? What is your perspective on self-control? because the way it was used against me was the person was accusing me that I didn't have self-control because in their mind, I wasn't able to attain whatever it is that they wanted me to attain in my relationship with God. But I didn't feel like I was lacking self-control because in reality, I didn't agree what they were requesting of me was from God in the first place. That actually, in fact, that I had self-control because I was choosing to follow the guidance and the leading of the Holy Spirit and how He was leading and teaching me to grow in my dependence of Him, to grow in my leaning on His promptings and His guidance and His teachings instead of what may sometimes seem like the easier way or the easier thing to do or the more commonly acceptable thing to do. So when I did my word study on the word self-control in its original Greek, according to BibleHub.com is usually where I spend time like exploring the original word and where it was used elsewhere in the Bible and also in its contemporary form. It also talks about that for the believer, self-control can only be accomplished by the power of the Lord. That the fruit of the Spirit is a true mastery from within. So therefore, to truly have mastery over yourself is not something that we can do by our own power, our own strength, or by our own might. But only through the Holy Spirit that one would be able to have such a control. Because this is why it's called the fruit of the Spirit, is that when we allow ourselves to be that one with the Spirit, then we would be able to have that mastery of control. And likewise, this kind of links back to a lot of what we were sharing before in the last few episodes, where I was talking about the beauty of sex in a marriage is that it helps us to understand that intertwining of God and humanity. The act of sex is supposed to mirror that intertwining, and when we allow ourselves to enjoy that in the marital bed, then it can help us to understand to a deeper level that spiritual, soul, and physical intertwining that God had desired when He created you in the beginning of time. So, back from that tangent, what does that mean for self-control? When I did that word study, it really hit my heart to believe that self-control really isn't about trying to do better on my own. It's not trying to live up to the certain standards that society or church or even my own expectations have of me, but it's that willingness to abide and to lean into the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So today, beloved, I just want to ask you, take some time right now and periodically throughout your week, maybe at the end of each day, just invite the Holy Spirit to come to you and ask Him to open your heart to help you to understand the fruit of the Spirit. What is love? What is joy? What is peace? What is forbearance? What is kindness? What is goodness? What is faithfulness? What is gentleness? What is self-control? Let us not define these things as according to how this world now defines these words, because as God reveals Himself, His nature, His spirit, His heart to us, He can only use words that we can understand. These words are so incomplete and so insufficient to really portray to us His heart of the matter. And it's only through the revelation of the Holy Spirit that we can go deeper into understanding what is His actual heart for us. And for those of us that may be struggling with addictions of any kind, regardless of whether it's sexual addictions or medical addictions or kind of emotional addictions of any kind, where you're lacking self-control and you tried over and over again to overcome, but you know, just feeling defeated, discouraged, wondering what is wrong with me, because this is obviously in the Bible that I should be able to overcome this, that He has overcome this through the works of the cross. Why is it I'm not able to have my self-control to align with the scripture? I really want to encourage you, beloved, to open your heart to allowing His might, His power, His Holy Spirit to come upon you, to understand that self-control actually begins with the losing of the self. That this society talks about maturity, talks about control, talks about independence in a way that is radically different from how Jesus sees it. In order to have an understanding of how to mature in Christ, we need to view all of these words from an upside down kingdom point of view. That maturity and independence and growing up and having self-control is not about having a tighter leash on myself. But in contrast, It's about allowing yourself to get lost so that there is no place for you to have strength to hold on anymore by your own might. But that total dependence upon God, that is why He calls us to have the faith like a childlike faith. That like a child that's dependent solely upon his parents, that its very survival is dependent on the love of the caregiver. That likewise, that we would have that kind of childlike utter dependence on our God as our caregiver. That just like Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Beloved, I pray today that you would open your hearts to submit yourself to Him and allow Him to be the one to lead and guide you. Even when sometimes it feels like He's not making any sense and you're not understanding why would He be leading me towards this direction. This seems like it's contrary to where you've been telling me I should be going. But you know what? That's the funny thing. God understands this world and knows people's hearts and how the mechanics of this world so much better than we do. We may think we have reached a certain wisdom, but we don't. There are just things that God understands that there is no way that we can understand. And when we allow ourselves to trust Him that way, then He brings us through detours that we can't even imagine or comprehend with our own wisdom or strength. For example, it was really funny. This last week was my mother's birthday, and I was thinking maybe I'll make her homemade dumplings because it was something that her mother used to make her every year for her birthday. And I thought it must be really sweet because it takes quite a few hours, a lot of hard work to make homemade dumplings. But then as soon as I had that thought in my mind, God was saying, don't bother. And I was like, what? That seems weird. Is it just like, you know, maybe my unwillingness? Am I lazy? Like, you know, am I, is there something in me that's resisting not wanting to do this? Because in my logic, the wanting to make dumplings to serve my mother that way must have been a God idea because it's such a loving thing to do. But then God was kind of like, you know, no, don't bother. It won't make a difference. It's a waste of time. And I'm just like still struggling with this conversation with God when suddenly I just realized, why not just ask her anyways? And I asked my mother, you know, for your birthday, I was thinking I'll make homemade dumplings for you. What do you think? And she said, don't bother. I'm like looking at her puzzle, again, reiterating that this is my way of wanting to show love and care for her. And she literally just repeated what God said. Don't bother. It doesn't make any difference to me. It's a waste of time. Because she's like, I can just buy frozen ones from the supermarket. Why do you need to make them? Doesn't make sense to me. Don't bother. And that's when I realized, you know what? God has His ways. God has His understanding. He knows our hearts. He knows people's needs. He knows what is the best way. But we have to be willing to listen. And it's so hard in today's society. As I'm recording this, it's July 1st, which is Canada's Day in Canada. And that reminds me that on July 4th, it's going to be Independence Day in America. And that just all the more reminds me that our society celebrates independence in a way that unfortunately marks kind of a self-centeredness that is very pride-focused, that is very me-centered, and how almost like my worldview and my understanding is the most important kind of worldview and understanding. And with that kind of independent mindset, it shifts our understanding of maturity. And then with that kind of lens of understanding maturity, we sometimes interpret the Bible and God's revelation of who He is with that kind of tainted lens. But what freedom, what a beautiful gift it is to know that truly, as Paul says, in my weakness, He is my strength. That I don't need to figure out, how do I overcome my weakness? How do I find the answers to life? How do I get to where I'm called to be in this life? Not by my own wisdom, not by my own understanding, but just by my willingness to submit to Him. And submission is such a hard thing for us to do because we have such a huge ego and need to be independent that we don't understand the beauty of submission. That when we have a God and a Lord, a caregiver that loves us the way that Papa God loves us, that it's a beautiful and freeing thing to be able to submit to Him and to be taken care of that way. It's such a vulnerable thing. But when you find that one God that is trustworthy, where we can allow ourselves to be vulnerable that way, what a beautiful, wonderful, restful way to go through life. So, beloved, I just want to invite you this week to take some time to pray and ask God to help you to understand what does it mean to truly depend on Him, to submit your ways to Him, to allow Him to guide you and not lean on your own understanding, allowing Him to mature you in His Spirit for His fruit to really grow in you. And just like any plants, you don't have to figure out how they grow. You just have to be willing to water it. And we water it by being in communion with God through His word and His prayer and in fellowship with one another. So it's not about overcoming the addiction. It's not overcoming certain things. It's not about figuring out how to get to a certain destination. But as we concentrate ourselves and allow ourselves to abide in Christ, then the fruit of the Spirit will erupt, and all of those things that you've been worried about before will be a byproduct of your abiding in your relationship with God. How freeing is that? How wonderful is that? Oh, I'm just excited even just sharing this message with you guys, and I just can't wait as we continue on in the next few weeks, as we continue to explore this invitation God is extending to us as a community for this wholeness and freedom, as we continue to understand His desire for us, going deeper and understanding self-control and going deeper into understanding freedom and overcoming it, all those wonderful good stuff. And as I was saying before, if there's at any time you feel like, wow, some Holy Spirit really hit me hard on one of these subject matters, and I would really like for someone to journey with me to go deeper into that conversation with God, well, that's what I'm here for, right? This whole podcast, like I've been saying from the beginning, is so that we would have that space for one another, but we could have these conversations together, and I would be happy to journey with you. And so let's get connected. Go to the description below and email me. I would love to give you a free breakthrough session. And let's explore together what is the invitation that the Holy Spirit is inviting you into this very season. Don't wait. Because we've waited long enough, right? Like, it's time for that breakthrough. It's time to be that overcomer. It's time to walk in the full confidence and in the perfection of all that God had created you to be. And it doesn't have to be hard. You just have to be willing. So will you give yourself that gift today and sign up for a breakthrough session? I look forward to hearing from you. And just a reminder for the rest of the week, you are loved, you are seen, you are accepted, and you belong in the family of Christ. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Have a great week. Let's talk again next Tuesday.